This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Daebak Weekly Update. This is not the regular Daebak Show, but this is a midweek update because I have friends who are covering for the main Daebak Show. So this is a midweek update for us to talk about what's going on in the times of coronavirus, COVID-19, and I just kind of ramble. But today, to assist me in my brilliant rambling, I have my brother Eddie Nam here with me. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Yo, yo.
Yeah, Eddie's here. We are... Now we're living together, right? This is a big update.
Yes, that is correct, Eric. We Brittany and I just moved in just a few days ago, and now it is all three Nam brothers and Brittany Nam.
Yeah.
And Rocky.
And we are all together in a house. We observed all proper isolation quarantining policies. We actually were quarantined for like 3 weeks. Two and a half, 3 weeks.
Yes.
And everybody's been healthy. We've monitored everything. And then we're like, we need to move into a house because the other ones were too small.
Yeah.
And we're getting crazy.
And as you guys probably saw on social media, Brian, Eric, and I were communicating through Zoom call. And Eric's Airbnb was actually like half a mile below my apartment. But again, we were just observing strict quarantine procedures. And yeah, here we are. We finally made it. We're under the same roof. I'm here to save you from Brian.
Thank you. You're saving my life. Yeah. He's people are always like, Brian can't be that bad. I'm like, look, it's not that he's bad. It's just we don't match sometimes.
Yeah.
That's with anybody.
Exactly.
And I feel like everybody's probably going through a version of that where you're living with your family, your mom, dad, brother, sister, maybe boyfriend, significant other, and it's like, I need a break.
Yeah, and if you guys go all the way back from the OG Daebak Show episodes, I mean, these guys have been living together in Korea, and Eric was like, I'm coming to LA, I'm going to have my own free time, my vacation after this tour, and boy, was he wrong.
The dude literally just moved into my house.
Like, and he has his own apartment,
just to be clear. Yeah, he has his own apartment. He literally brought almost everything except for the couch and his bed into my house.
He brought his own computer monitor.
He brought a computer monitor. He brought... like a blender, a coffee machine, all of his frozen food.
Yeah. Rumor has it he brought his own silverware as well.
I mean, pretty much. Like, he brought everything. And then there were other things that he brought. And I was like, that looks so familiar. Oh, it's all mine that he just stole.
That's right. And I have to say, like, I know they talk about this quite a bit, but I just want to confirm that these comments by Eric, they're totally true. And, you know, it's, I wish I was this resourceful, especially when Eric has to wear the designer clothes for his tour and from his like shoots and whatnot. Like, I go into the extra closet and I'm like, huh, this is like really nice clothes that Eric will probably never wear again because, you know, as a celeb, you're not supposed to wear the same thing twice. Am I correct? But that's where Brian, being opportunistic, said, hey, wow, I have an entire wardrobe of designer clothes. I have Nordstrom.
He truly capitalizes on
exactly,
it.
Exactly. I have Bloomingdale's at my fingertips. And so, yeah. So, again, I think, I'm sure that may be frustrating for you, but, you know, the guy saw an opportunity, he took it.
He's taking it, and he's still taking it, yeah. But that's all good. Anyways, we are all living together. It's all the Nams and Rocky, and it's been a few days. We're cooking, we're cleaning, we're working together, we're doing all sorts of different things. So that's like probably like the biggest change from last week to this week. What else is going on? We have a couple things that we want to update you on. First of all, here's a news flash. Big news flash. Big update, guys. 2020 sucks.
Yeah, it still sucks.
2020 sucks, y'all. 2020 is just kicking my ass. It's kicking everybody's ass. Literally, it's just big 2020 energy and it's just messing everybody up. I'm not here for it.
It felt like just yesterday you were on tour and we were all celebrating and this was just like supposed to be the best year yet. And then
yeah.
The rug just got pulled out from underneath us. But it's not just us. It's the entire world. So I feel for everyone. We're all in this together. We're linking arms and we're trying to figure it out together. But, you know, on top of 2020 just like not being dope at all, let's talk about these earthquakes that have been trembling for the past like 24 hours. We've been hit with 6 baby earthquakes. Rocky's freaking out. He doesn't know what's going on. Eric's hiding under tables. You know, I'm screaming around the house, like looking for Rocky. Brittany's like, Rocky, Rocky. And, you know, it's like, it's chaos over here.
2020, I hate you. I was like, even like 2020, that's such a pretty number. Like, it's like beautifully round and even, and you know, everything about it should be amazing. It was supposed to be Olympics. It was supposed to be all sorts of great celebrations.
The Euros soccer tournament.
Everything. But no, I honestly think it's Mother Earth being like, F all you humans for effing up my body, because Mother Earth has been abused for a while. So the one silver lining that I have, you know, new silver lining, is that the environment, the pollution has gone down tremendously, which is great.
Yeah, that definitely is a true silver lining. I want to bring this back to Christmas Eve. Brittany and I were just so hopeful for 2020. I remember, you know, as the countdown was happening, and we're looking into each other's eyes, and we're just like, wow, 2019 was the best year yet. We just got married. Like, we're newlyweds. Like, 2020 is going to be our year. And I locked arms with her. And I mean, I held her hands. I gripped her very tightly. And I said, babe, this is going to be our best year yet. And then we kissed right at midnight. You know, everyone's celebrating. I have a rush of adrenaline coming over. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to win the lottery this year. And little did I know that this was going to be such a hard year across the board.
Kicked us in the face.
Just a kick right in the teeth.
You meant New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, New Year's
Eve. You said Christmas Eve. So I was like, wait. Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Oh, man.
But yeah, we're all struggling. We're out there. But yeah, 2020 is really just kicking us in the face. It's not. It's been painful.
But hey, I mean, because I'm here as a guest on your show, I want to put my manager cap on for a moment.
Go for it.
Because we do have some things that, you know, we want to celebrate in the career of Eric Nam.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with the fact that you just hit the Billboard Social Top 50 charts for the first time in your career.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What is it? I don't really get what it does or means, but thank you guys.
So it's actually what put BTS on the map in the mainstream here in the States.
Oh, really?
Because they were constantly winning number one spot in the social charts, which I think it's like a collection of like how many articles and mentions of the name of the artist is happening.
Uh-huh.
So you're one of two actual solo female or male acts from the K-pop scene on this entire chart.
Oh, cool.
I think you're like wedged in between like Post Malone and like somebody else right now. So, which is pretty crazy, you know?
That is kind of nice.
But let me tell you, it didn't come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You have been very diligent. You've been releasing a lot of content that was already shot prior to quarantine and also during your quarantine, right? Let's recap real quick. Recently, he's released some stuff with Allure, did Song Association with Elle Magazine, Esquire, Men's Health, Harper's Bazaar.
Vanity Fair.
I mean, just across the board, the guy has just been on fire at a time when the world is on fire, you know? And so that's been pretty cool because all of this content's coming out of people's bedrooms, but you had some premium content shot. Oh, and the Viva Live sessions that turned out.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that was really cool too.
I thought that was great. And then, of course, we cannot forget your live stream that happened this past week.
Oh, yeah, we did a YouTube live stream. We raised, I think, what, $10,000, if not more?
$10,000.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
That was mashed by Google or like YouTube.
Yeah, they donated. Dollar.
So that was pretty awesome. And you really just left it all on the table, man.
Here's the crazier part, though. There's more content coming.
Yeah.
That's the crazier part.
Well, that's not it. You also did a cooking video of yourself making kimchi jjigae that has 100,000 views and over 5,000 comments. Like, at a time like this, people are consuming content. And I know it's very hard to get your fans' attention because there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. But as long as you're putting out great content, it seems that it is reacting.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for interacting. It's been great. I've also been making a fool of myself on TikTok.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm trying really hard. I just don't understand it. I was probably, I'm not even kidding, I'm not exaggerating, probably the first K-pop person on TikTok when it was first called Musical.ly.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. We took meetings. We've met the founders. This is 4 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And nobody was on it. And at that time, everybody was so young that I was like, I feel weird being on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped doing it. And all of a sudden, it blew up all over the world.
Yeah, little did you know that it really is just the most popular app right now. It's like, it's up there with Zoom, right?
We also have another show coming out.
Yeah, we have another show called Commit or Quit.
Comes out this week with Eddie and Brian. We talk about TV shows, movies, what we like, what we don't like. Bada bing, bada boom, bada bang.
Yeah, and just to give you like a brief synopsis on what this show is, it basically came up because we have all this time. We want to watch all the TV shows and movies in the world, but I recently had the misfortune of watching a show on HBO. I'm not going to describe or name what this show was, but I watched all 10 episodes, was so waiting curious. Week by week with Brittany, hoping that this thing is going to pick up. And then the season finale happened. And I was like, dude, that was total garbage.
Really?
How did we just waste over 12 hours of content? And yes, I know I said 10 episodes. I'm saying like about an hour and 15 per episode. Okay, my math is correct, people.
That's crazy.
Okay, so that's exactly what I don't want for you guys. That's exactly what we collectively don't want for a listener under the Dive Studios network. So we made it easy for you. It is now a Spark Notes version of what it could be. Luckily, the first couple episodes that we've seen have been like quite great.
Right. So this week we discuss Itaewon Class and Tiger King. And I think we have some other ones lined up for next week. So go ahead, subscribe, check it out if you want more content. I'm sure a lot of you are bored. So just
yeah, listen. I know you guys are bored, and we also value your attention. So let me tell you, I left it all on the mic for the first couple episodes. And so did Eric. And, you know, after we stopped recording, we both fell to our knees, and we're just like, wow, that took a lot out of us.
Sweating.
To go that in depth, you know? Because we really appreciate your attention and for listening to us. What else could we celebrate here? Oh, here's another thing.
What?
You know, adoptions have gone up for cats and dogs across the U.S.
Yeah, that's cool. I just hope that people like take care of them continuously after this is over. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
That's my only thing.
I think a bond will... The bond will be even stronger while you're in quarantine.
I hope so. I heard like so many people are adopting that the adoption prices went up.
You mean there's a price for adopting?
Yeah, because when you adopt a dog or a cat, it's like that you pay for like the shots and the fees that whatever shelter had to put in for taking care of these animals.
So you're telling me that these adoption agencies are actually skimming?
No, it's not scamming.
I said it's skimming.
Oh, it's not skimming. I'm sure it's like they have in order to keep operating and saving other animals, they need to have some sort of revenue, right? And so when you adopt, you are at least covering the portion for your dog or cat that you are adopting. So they're just not digging a hole financially.
Understood.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, on your last episode, you spoke about how you and Brian are just like, living on top of each other right now. But Rocky has kind of been the ultimate neutralizer in the last couple of days.
I'm glad he's there.
Yeah. Between Brittany and I mean, when things were getting tough, it's like, you know, when I'm punching the air, you know, I'm like, I got to get out of here. I just got to run. I got to run like Forrest Gump. Just get out of here. But she's like, can't leave the house.
Yeah, where are you going to run
tracking,
to?
Eric's tracking your location. We're 2 weeks in. You have 1 week left of quarantine and I'm trapped. The only solace I would have is to look into Rocky's eyes and just knowing that it's going to get better.
I'm glad he was there for you.
I mean, he was there for your live stream as well.
He's been holding this family together.
Talk about one being that's really loving quarantine is Rocky.
Rocky loves it. He just comes. He takes turns getting head rubs from everybody.
Oh.
He loves it. So,
loves the attention.
Yeah. I mean, what else we have going on? We're just going to keep, you know, putting out more content. We have podcasts. We have videos. I'm writing songs.
Yeah.
We're just working on stuff. So, yeah. I mean, this all sucks, but it's like, let's make the best of our time. Let's make the best of our resources. And like, you know, I think that goes for people who are listening or people who are at home. Just pick up a hobby or learn how to adjust. It sucks. But, you know, we're a few weeks in. And so for some people, they're just getting into quarantine and isolation. So it's going to be a difficult transition. But, you know...
Georgia,
we're looking at you. And we say that as kids from Georgia.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's like it.
Yeah, that's
all
really,
I really got to say today.
I felt like I kind of hijacked this episode, but I had a lot to say. Fine. Again, when the Eddie manager hat goes on, he's got a lot to say. He's got a lot to brag about, a lot to celebrate. You know, we're going to get through this. And I guess my last piece of advice to get through this.
What?
I heard meditation is like really good at a time like this, especially if you're in a small place, a crowded area with a lot of people. Like you just need your space because we all know that inevitably we're checking the news and we're like constantly on Twitter and looking at horrible shit all day.
Yeah.
Find some you time, meditate, read a book, get your mind off what's going on. You know, I tried meditating and then an earthquake hit and then I threw all my papers up in the air and I was like, this is...
Yo, that earthquake.
Can't escape it.
We felt like two today.
Anyways, you guys,
we're going to be fine. We're praying. We're going to get through this. Everybody, stream my album. Listen to these podcasts. Watch whatever you want. Eat whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Just don't leave the house and be healthy and be happy. Yeah. That's all I got
to
say.
And if you guys are listening to this episode, then it means that we got through this earthquake that's like on its way right now.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Stay positive. We're here for you guys. And we'll talk to you very, very soon. Just a reminder, please subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts from. You can find us on at Tedbox Show on Instagram and Twitter, youtube.com/Dive Studios. And if you can, please, 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 sincerely asking you to consider becoming a patron of the Dive Studios Network. We are in a recession, so financially it's hard to keep all this content coming and have people on the team to help us get all this stuff out. So if possible, please do consider joining us. patreon.com/Dive Studios. All right, guys, we'll be back very soon with more content. And please stay healthy. We love you guys. See you soon. Thanks for joining us, Eddie.
Yep, no problem.
Bye.
Have a great week. All right, bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.